You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I would encourage you, if you don't already have it out, is to keep the reading for tonight in front of you in the bulletin. It might prove helpful as we go through. But tonight, because tonight's Jesus' I am statement comes not once, but twice. It's in both verses 1 and in 5. But there's a slight distinction in these two. In verse 1, Jesus adds the word true. I am, ego me, Yahweh, the true vine. Now, this is something new for us in our series. Up to this point, Jesus has declared his ego eimi plainly, without embellishment. But now, he adds the idea, the word, true. There's something to be learned from this. Jesus is giving us here a distinctive note that we will see come up again when we hear him speak of being the good shepherd. But tonight, he's making a clear distinction about being the true vine. It's to contrast himself with those vines that are false, with those who deceive and dissemble regarding life and truth. In so doing, Jesus is making it even clearer to his being Yahweh. Now, remember that that term came when Moses, on God's holy mountain, began the journey one more time. Thank you. When Moses, on God's holy mountain, began the journey that God sent him on to redeem Israel out of Egypt. Now, that journey of Israel from Egypt was a significant part of the ever-expanding redemption history that God has been bringing about since he made his declaration to Moses of, when Moses asked, who should I say sent me? God says, tell them I am. I am that I am. Yahweh has sent you. Redemption is the only path that God has marked out for all people as the true path of life. And that is what Jesus is driving at by saying, I am the true vine. He is making clear that all other so-called paths to life, or, you know, we like to see that coexist thing, all paths to God. No, these are all false. In saying this, Jesus is making the claim that commands his listeners' attention by declaring he is the exclusive and only way to connect with God. Jesus forces all of us to be confronted with that scandalous truth. There is no other connection, no other vine that gives life as God gives life through Jesus Christ alone. When God took Israel out of Egypt, he was freeing them to live under his care and under his guidance. And he'd heard their cries for release from captivity. So he sent Moses to guide them into life with himself. But they misunderstood, to be generous. The truth is, they rebelled against God's leadership and guidance, even within a few days and weeks of having been set free out of Egypt. Truth is, that's the way we all think. We tend to think that it's better to be in control than to be under self-control and allow God to be God. When you are in control, the responsibility for your care and protection falls to you. Not such a good idea, seeing as how we tend to mess things up. Rather, it's a good thing to be under the protection of the God of life. And saying to his disciples today, I am the true vine, and remain in me and I in you. Jesus is saying that connection with God is the only way to live, as it has been since the time of Moses. Remaining in Christ is like what the Israelites were called to do as well, to live connected in God. But Jesus makes yet a further statement about that. He also says that you are clean. That is, you are good branches. Because of the word I have spoken to you. Our connection, our remaining in connection with God comes by the word. The word that Jesus alone gives to us. And he is that word. He is the connection. He is the true vine that gives us life by his word. And in doing so, he makes us fruitful. There is a reciprocity in that connection when Jesus says, remain in me and I remain in you. That idea of remaining in him as he remains in us gives to us the self-control to live under his guidance. By the power of his word that lives in us and keeps us connected to him, he gives us the guidance to live as his self-controlled and fruitful branches. In verse 5, he again repeats, I am. When he says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. And he repeats that admonition with the reciprocal meaning, if a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If only the Israelites had remained in their covenant with God. But then they simply were doing what we all try and do with our relationship with God. We want to be in control of that relationship. In fact, we want to be in control of God and not under the self-control that allows us to remain as branches connected to the vine. That connection through Jesus, the Word of God, is what gives us purpose, gives us life. It gives us fruitfulness. Only as a branch remains connected to the vine can it be fruitful. Only as we live under the protection of God through the Word and the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross, only then do we remain in Christ and he in us. Jesus is that one and only, the true vine, that gives us a life connected to God. In again claiming to be the true path of all redemptive history, does Jesus set himself against all else that is false? That is the truth that we and the disciples are confronted with today when Jesus says, Ego ami, Yahweh, I am the true vine. In his name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.